Well, thank you for having me on. We appreciate it.
On Monday, we have the solar eclipse. I've been nonstop talking about preparations, including eye safety for us humans.
Yes.
Do we need to worry about eye safety for our animals? Are they going to look up into the sun and go blind?
The good news is with our pets and with wildlife, they are much, much smarter, I guess, than us humans when it comes to looking directly at sunlight. So the biggest thing is no, they're not just going to look up at the eclipse, but, you know, we are telling our clients just for safety reasons, just keep your pet inside as much as possible during the time of the eclipse.
There are people that are doing the same thing with children who they won't be able to explain, hey, there's infrared light, you won't feel the pain, and don't look up unless you have the special glasses.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay, so the animals, whew, are going to be okay. That makes me very
the animals will be okay. The biggest light related issues that we have with animals is more due to skin problems, you know, and there's, you know, theories out there about animals and nature, birds nesting, you know, and really the issue with that is for a brief moment wildlife mistakes the eclipse for dusk in the evening. Mm-hmm. So, but really the time lapse of that is very short. But again, for our pets at home, no issues at all. So
great to hear it. Now, since we're talking about eye safety, there have been a couple of times I've come close to pulling the trigger on buying some doggles. I thought they would look cute. But they're sunglasses for dogs. I have a big-headed dog, a St. Bernard.
Sure.
If I could find them big enough, I probably would have bought them by now. Are those something that pets need?
They, in this area, no. They are very, very popular out west. We're seeing more intense sunlight and more intense UV radiation. Around here, it's not very, very common at all. I think it's just for looks more so than anything.
Well, I can understand if you're near the ocean or
right.
You live near the water,
right.
The sun can reflect
right.
and really
right.
be quite
bright. Right.
All right,
right,
so we don't need the doggles.
Right, we do have doggles here at the clinic, but it's for our pets that are treated with our cold laser therapy, and that's more just for more the wavelength to keep out of their eyes when they're getting treated. But other than that, that's it.
Dr. McCulley, what did they get cold laser therapy for?
Cold laser therapy can be used in a variety of ways. The two biggest things we use here for are our older pets with arthritis in the hips, elbows, knees, and back, and then also for wound healing. Cold laser therapy stimulates wound healing, and we have really, really fantastic, you know, results with it.
Wow, I'm learning more about Eastland every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
High-tech tools. All right, well, I know you have to get back to surgery, and I promised all of your assistants that I wouldn't keep you long, but I will ask, is there any other hot topic in the veterinarian world that we should be talking about? Any occasions of dog flu or horrifying ticks?
You know what? The dog flu so far in this area in McLean County, the clinics, the grooming boarding facilities have done a great job with the vaccination protocols. I think the biggest thing that we're seeing right now is problems with internal and external parasites. Internal parasites would be worms, protozoal parasites. External parasites would be fleas and ticks. You know, and I think we kind of had a very mild winter, and so we don't get the kill off that we usually see from our parasites. So, you know, basically from May till now, the number of animals with parasites we're treating is double compared to 2016. So very important, keep your pets on flea and tick prevention. And for the yearly visits, we need to check a parasite sample.